AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The world's largest meat processing company says it's getting back online after a cyber attack. It follows a cyber attack on a fuel pipeline just a few weeks ago. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Brazil's JBS, the second largest supplier of beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S., says it's made significant progress in dealing with the cyber attack and expected the vast majority of its plants to be operating today. The White House said JBS notified the U.S. of a ransom demand from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. Trey Malone, an assistant professor of agriculture at Michigan State University, says if JBS were to shut down for even one day, the U.S. would lose almost a quarter of its beef processing capacity. That's the equivalent of 20,000 beef cows. I'm Julie Walker.
With a deadline for a deal less than a week away, President Biden meets today with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito about a deal on an infrastructure bill. The president wants to spend $1.7 trillion. Republicans want to spend a lot less. The president used the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre to plea for sweeping legislation in Congress to protect the right to vote. He talked about his attempts to get bills like this passed.
I hear all the folks on TV saying, why doesn't Biden get this done? Well, because Biden only has a majority of effectively four votes in the House and a tie in the Senate, with two members of the Senate who vote more with my Republican friends.
The pandemic lockdown in Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, will be extended for a second week. The largest warship in the Iranian Navy caught fire and sank in the Gulf of Oman. China's chief economic envoy and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held their first meeting by video. But the two sides gave no indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war may resume. This is AP News. A firefighter is dead in Southern California at a local fire station, allegedly shot by a coworker who apparently later killed himself. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Daryl Osby reported the news.
I stand here with a heavy heart.
Two of his firefighters were shot at Station 81 in Agua Dulce. A 44-year-old fire specialist, well-liked, who was a husband and father, dead at the scene. A fire captain was rushed to the hospital. Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Dean says they were told the shooter was an off-duty fireman who had come to his station house, so they rushed to his home to find it in flames and a man outside who was dead.
We don't believe anybody else was at the location, so it appears to be self-inflicted.
Fire Chief Osby says firefighting is fraught with danger, but he never expected
that they would face that danger at one of our community fire stations.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.